Welcome to the Caregiver's Guide to Fall Prevention. This guide was created by Parachute, Canada's national charity dedicated to injury prevention. Chapter 5, A Conversation Guide for Caregivers. Starting a conversation with the person you care for about preventing falls isn't easy. Here are a few things to consider. Plan what you want to say before starting the conversation. Review key information beforehand, such as the tips in this guide, and think about how to convey your concerns. You know the person you care for best. Take an approach you know will resonate with them and what they care about. Be patient and know that the conversation may have to happen more than once or discussed over multiple conversations. Don't be afraid to bring in support from your care team, such as professionals, family members, or friends. You may feel like you've said it 100 times, but sometimes all it takes is hearing it from someone else. Here are 4 stories from caregivers who can relate to what you're going through. First, from caregiver Sophie. In my experience, some seniors are in denial about their own safety. Some seniors have a pride that says they don't need any help. It can be a very difficult subject to talk about. They have the right to live at risk, and I found it hard to let them make their own decision. I found that showing them the statistics of what happens to seniors when they break a hip helped. Next, from caregiver Liam. I found that having to use a walker was a difficult situation to overcome for some people. Once again, the pride issue came up. I finally would truthfully state that it was too much for me to keep carrying all the bags and purses, holding the person up at the same time while walking with just a cane. Also, I would tell the person that it was better for them to keep active, and the walker provides more safety than the cane. It helped to point out that they can sit and rest when they need to, not always possible with a cane. Next, from caregiver Brad.
My advice for others is to be closely aware of the person's needs and risky behaviors and to talk about any corrective action. For example, my wife carries a pack on her back as she goes about her day. It was often overloaded for her, creating a stability issue. It took our creative thinking and reminders to gradually move to a lighter, more compact system for her to carry. I recommend that caregivers be patient, know their loved one, and work closely with them to find solutions together for the best chances of success.
Finally, from caregiver Jasmine. Our family member sustained a traumatic brain injury when she was very young. She's been partially paralyzed, blind in one eye, and has cognitive disabilities. She has always walked with a limp and has fallen many times, sustaining injuries requiring hospitalization 2x. I researched consequences of falling and typed up information to remind her how a fall could lead to broken bones, being bedridden, or completely paralyzed. We even discussed how many people die from falls. With a great deal of help through the company providing community support to her, she's now being much more cautious. She receives wonderful in-home support and always uses a cane for balance. She's now speaking up, asking people to go slowly to be safe. She's doing great. Sometimes these conversations feel impossible. Caregiving can be complex, and for some, having these types of conversations are extremely difficult or feel impossible. And that's okay. Be kind to yourself and recognize your efforts. You are here, listening to this guide, and you're doing your best. Reach out for support, even if you don't know what kind of support you need. Connecting with a caregiving organization can be a useful first step. Find out how in our next chapter, Building Your Care Team.